Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike DeFabo of The Athletic will join us momentarily here. He had a very interesting piece where he talked to Beanie Bishop about what the Steelers are doing defensively this season. And Beanie said, well, we're doing some different things. That's where he started. So I want to ask Mike if he can get into that a little bit, plus his opinions on Aaron Rodgers and all such things. For instance, in Mike DeFabo's mailbag, how much of the offense will be Arthur Smith's? How much of it will be Rodgers? I think that's a great question, and I would like Mike to answer that for us. And I think, and you might remember, Mike is also the guy who broke last year the story of our friend and yours, George Pickens, being late to the Christmas Day game. You may remember that. So he is a savvy young news hound, Mike DeFabo. Is he on the line? Mike, are you there?
I'm here, Joe. How are you?
I've never been better. Long time no speak. How are you?
I'm great. I love the introduction. Inviting me on the show saying, Mike, you there?
the savvy young news hound. I thought you would enjoy that.
I appreciate the compliment, Joe.
Wait a second, I haven't taken all my antibiotics? I just had a sinus infection and there's a pill in my pocket. So do you think listen to this, Mike. Do you think you have to take the absolute entire bottle of these things to be cured? Or do you think leaving it one short is safe, is okay?
You absolutely have to take all of your antibiotic prescription, because the problem with antibiotics is you're making the bacteria more resistant to antibiotics if you take some of it but don't finish your prescription. So as your physician, I would encourage you to finish your prescription.
Now I'm panicking, and now I'm worried, Sean. But I do want to play golf today.
You could take it right now.
I will. All right, Mike. You had an interesting story, an interesting little piece on Beanie Bishop. I don't know. Maybe it was an answer in a mailbag. I'm not even sure. But he said that there's going to be some changes with the Steelers' defense this year. What did he tell you?
Yeah, well, Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator, also hinted that there's going to be changes both personnel and schematic. And so this is a long discussion we can have here, Joe. I'll try to keep it as concise as possible. When it comes to personnel, they brought in Juan Thornhill. And so what that will allow them to do is lean more into some of their three safety stuff that they do. And so some of that is within nickel defense, having a big nickel with one of their safeties. Maybe it's Minka Fitzpatrick, maybe it's Deshaun Elliott, maybe it's Juan Thornhill in the box with two deep safeties. And also within dime coverages, they'll be able to have three safeties. The other piece of this is they are adjusting some of their schematics. And I have to be careful to a degree what I say, because it's reporting rules. And once we get to training camp, you're allowed to talk about anything you see and we can go into more detail. But what they're talking about is, I guess, first of all, you have to look at what they did last year. They were primarily a single high safety team, and they played mostly cover three in man coverages, and they also did not blitz a lot. So what they're doing during minicamp and OTAs, they're working on some different coverages and also adding some more blitzes. And one of the coverages that they've looked into exploring more, and I don't know if they're going to lean fully into this or if this is just going to be another tool in their toolbox, is more quarters coverage. And not to get too like X's and O's heavy here, but the most simple way to explain that is you have four players deep capping verticals. And so there's a couple of advantages to this. One of the advantages is a lot of teams are playing from a too high shell with too high safeties to limit big plays. And especially quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes, quarterbacks like Joe Burrow, this has been a popular way to play them. The other part of this is when you're playing quarters, it's really malleable coverage where you're able to adjust to different offensive formations. And we heard so much last year about communication breakdowns. And when they're talking about communication breakdowns, what they're talking about is the right guys weren't on the correct guys right away. And especially when you're seeing unbalanced formations like three receivers to a side, or if you put a running back on that same side, that creates four eligible receivers to a side. That especially was a challenge for the Steelers. And you saw teams like the Chiefs in particular really take advantage of the Steelers in this way. So it's just something else that the Steelers have been working on. And until we see it like in the preseason, we won't know how much. But, you know, I think that this is it's interesting because it seemed like the defense was going to be stagnant. They brought back the same defensive coordinator. Obviously, we know Mike Tomlin's fingerprints are all over the defense. But with Gerald Alexander, new secondary coach in the fold, it does appear to me like they're starting to adjust and evolve this defense and change some of their schematics.
That was the most detailed and esoteric answer I could have dreamt of. That was incredible.
Well, the other part about quarters, if we're going to go deep into scheme, is it's very popular right now to defend spread offenses. That's really what it was born from. And there's also match concepts within that, which is a fancy way of saying it basically turns into man. So when you're in quarters, you know, it's easier to divvy up who's going to be taking what receiver. And the rules are kind of self-regulating. So when there are pre-snap motions and adjustments, guys should be on the same page more often. And again, like this was, we saw nine practices. I don't know if this was just something they were working on or something that they're going to lean fully into. But there definitely is a trend across the league of playing for more too high safety shells.
Yeah.
And so maybe the Steelers are going to lean more into that, especially after they invested in Deshaun Elliott, especially with Juan Thornhill in the fold.
But doesn't Juan Thornhill have more calf injuries than Kevin Durant with the Warriors? I mean, that's all he did was watch games with calf injuries for the Browns.
Well, it was kind of funny. We talked to Juan Thornhill in the locker room, and he said that in Cleveland they called him Jog Thornhill. He was getting some heat on social
That's
media.
That's pretty good.
Because he like looked like he was jogging on a play, and he explained he was injured. He was, you know, tired. But I think he's a good player to have as your third safety because he's not going to be playing every situation, but he has been a starter in this league before. He has won a Super Bowl, and he has some versatility. And that versatility should allow them to put Minka in some different spots. Like we've talked so much about Minka and his lack of ball hawking production. Maybe that's some of that comes back if they play him in a variety of different ways.
Mike DeFabo of The Athletic on the line. We'll call this Bechtold's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breakdown, if we will. It just happens to be a Steelers breakdown. Brought and Bechtold's not even here. He's shaving his mustache.
Apparently, Geneva on the Lake is in Ohio, by the way.
In Ohio, so okay. 0 for 2. 0 for 2. I thought New York or Pennsylvania. There's Genevas in all three states, I'll have you know. There is a Geneva on the Lake. And Google Geneva on the Lake, Sean, and see how many states that comes up in. Bechtold's breakdown brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And Mike is on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So if I'm done with my round of antibiotics, would it be harmful to take one a day later? Like, would that mess up my internal chemistry, Mike?
I feel like really you need to call CVS or your doctor. I think you might have made the wrong phone call with this. I would say just take it. I think you want to complete the antibiotic cycle. That is important. I know that much.
Okay. Thank you. What were your first impressions of Aaron Rodgers? It's an open-ended question.
I don't know how to answer that exactly. Like, one thing that stuck out to me, I'll start in a positive way, is it seems like his mentorship of Will Howard is very genuine. Obviously he didn't have the best experience with Brett Favre in this similar situation, but, you know, without doing it for a show or anything like that, you could tell Aaron Rodgers is sitting there taking time with Will Howard. Specifically, the thing that I noticed was working with him on his drop back. And so I think that this will be a great benefit to a guy like Will Howard to get to learn from Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is a polarizing person, but everything I have heard about him from other reporters I've talked to is he is a good teammate, and, guys seem to like him a lot. When it comes to what he brings to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I feel like anybody coming on your show or talking on a podcast or radio appearance and saying and making any kind of bold proclamations about how he looked during training or during OTAs and minicamp, I feel like they either have an agenda or they're making things up. Because truth be told, he did very, very little during the three minicamp practices that he was there. He basically just threw routes on air during team periods. He was listening to plays through his helmet and still trying to learn the offense. So, like, I'm not going to make any kind of big prediction about how he looks or have any big takeaway about what he looks like at 41 years old based on a couple of practices. I think we have to wait until training camp to see that.
He didn't seem to be very happy with his helmet. Is that going to be a story moving forward?
Well, it was for Antonio Brown. I guess the thing is he's worn the same helmet throughout his career, and now the issue is it hasn't passed concussion tests. And it's very similar. It might even be a similar helmet to what Antonio Brown wore before. I'm sure that they'll figure it out going forward. But I'm also sure that Aaron Rodgers will, make a big deal about the fact that they're making him do it.
Mike DeFabo of The Athletic on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Is it fair to say that number two receiver and slot corner are the only two position battles of note going into camp, or am I missing one?
No, it's a good point by you, Joe, because I was sitting there talking to a couple of reporters at practice and said, like, look, there really aren't a lot of position battles on this team. And Zach Azani, the Steelers wide receiver coach, came out and he declared Calvin Austin wide receiver two. And so really the question there is, did he do this to end the conversation? Because last year we were asking all the same questions and we had all the same concerns about what would happen if the number one wide receiver was injured. And throughout the season, the Steelers tried to reassure us that we're going to be fine. We have plenty of options, but at the end of the season, George Pickens' injury absence coincided directly with the tailspin at the end of the year. And once George Pickens was injured, teams started game planning to take away the moon ball, using a lot of those two deep coverages that I was talking about before to start our conversation. The offense dried up. So really, you have to ask yourself, are the Steelers, not only do they have a number two wide receiver, but are they in any better of a position to handle an injury to their number one wide receiver? And so, you know, we're going to have to wait and see. But right now, Zach Azani, I think, realizing that last year they said it's going to be a by committee approach, and that wasn't a sufficient answer for most people. This year he's come out and named Calvin Austin wide receiver two. And I do have some faith in Calvin. I think that he could take another step forward. But I also think it would be prudent for the Steelers to continue to evaluate some other options and maybe add somebody around cutdown day when someone else is available. And then that nickel competition, I mean, there's no shortage of candidates, whether you're talking about Beanie Bishop, whether you're talking about Dante Kent, the seventh-round pick the Steelers drafted this year, whether you're talking about Brandon Echols, or whether you're talking about schematically in big nickel, Juan Thornhill or Minka Fitzpatrick or somebody else being in the nickel when they're in that package. But through OTAs and minicamp, it looks like Beanie Bishop has a clear lead on that. He knows well from last year that just because you start the year as a starter doesn't mean you end the year that way. So he has to work on some things to keep that job. But again, it looks like he is the clear-cut candidate right now to win that job, and that means that there's very few position battles going into Latrobe.
Mike DeFabo, thank you so much, sir. Let's do this more often.
That sounds great. Good luck with the antibiotics, Joe. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Mike. You're available 24 hours if I need any advice, yes?
Yeah, text me with any medical advice. I got you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's the great Mike DeFabo. He needs to be on more often, Sean. And whenever you're in, you should remind me of that.
We could probably call him every hour.
Actually call him. Yeah, he has a hotline, Mike's medical hotline. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Our first two finalists have been selected. Now it's time to see who's next up on the fan. You could be the next Mulsey. Come on out to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg Thursday, June 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. to audition and see if you're the next host we hire on The Fan. You'll get 2 minutes to give your best, most entertaining take, and we'll pick two winners to go on to our final audition. Don't miss your chance on Thursday, June 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. For more information, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. All right, we have a treat up next. Mike White of the Post-Gazette. A treat on two fronts here. He's very close to the McConnells, and he's going to talk to us about what's happening at the NBA Finals. I'm sure that he's probably talked to Tim McConnell, the dad, a couple different times. And also, we want Mike to help us with our Mount Rushmore of Western Pennsylvania basketball players all time. Four names. And what if TJ's great again in game seven? Is he going to get the MVP of the finals? Would he then deserve a spot on that list I just talked about? All kinds of things with Mike White coming up next. First, want to talk to you a little bit about FanDuel, because nothing says summer fun like adding excitement to the game while your friends are getting sunburned at the beach. Summer sports calling your name, baseball under the stadium lights, golf on pristine fairways, soccer matches with world-class goals, and all the action-packed moments in between. You were going to spend all day following your favorite sports on your phone anyway. Might as well make it more thrilling with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge. Open the app today to see the daily promotions. If you're new to FanDuel, new customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. So open the FanDuel app today, or visit FanDuel.com/Starkey to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Starkey. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.